Hey everyone, this is The Takeaway and I'm Tanzina Vega, and today we start on Capitol Hill.
I rise today to announce that I think Robert Wilkie is the right man for the job to be VA Secretary.
Mr. Wilkie, I think you're the right man for the job.
It was clear to me from the start he was destined to serve the nation at a higher level.
I look forward to your confirmation.
You've got a varied background, and I believe that you'll serve well.
On Monday, the Senate voted 86-9 to confirm Robert Wilkie as Secretary for Veterans Affairs.
Mr. Wilkie is the son of a veteran. His father was wounded in Vietnam. He grew up on the battlefields of the South, learning about military history, Confederate history, and he had a real affinity for that history.
That was Lisa Ryan from The Washington Post, and we'll hear more from her in a bit. But now, Wilkie is a longtime government official with decades of experience in several government agencies, and it's experience that he'll need as he prepares to take charge of a staff of 360,000 employees. It's the second largest agency in government, responsible for providing service to over 9 million veterans enrolled in its healthcare program. But the VA hasn't had a leader in nearly 4 months after President Trump fired the previous secretary, David Shulkin, in March. At the time, Dr. Shulkin was the only holdover from the Obama administration to serve in President Trump's cabinet. He was confirmed 100-0 in the Senate in February 2017, but he was fired shortly into his second year as VA secretary. And we have him here today. Dr. David Shulkin, welcome to The Takeaway.
I'm glad to be here.
So we'll start off with the news of the day. Robert Wilkie was overwhelmingly confirmed in a vote in the Senate last night. What's your sense of his readiness for the position?
Well, I'm not sure that anybody's ever ready for this position. This is one of the most complex jobs in government and one of the most important, but I certainly offer my congratulations to Secretary Wilkie. It's an honor of a lifetime to be able to serve as secretary, and I hope and wish that he is going to be very successful at this position.
And what do you see as some of the, I mean, are there specific challenges that you think Wilkie should prepare for within this administration?
Well, I think the way that any new secretary, any new executive who enters a position has to focus on the things that are most important. And I do believe that there are several issues that I think the secretary needs to make sure that he's addressing. And of course, he'll bring his own priorities to the job. But number one has to be access to care. This is where the VA in 2014 got itself in significant trouble by losing focus on the fact that people who are sick need health care and they need it in a timely fashion. So that's something that, as we recently saw, the inspector general said that there still are significant issues in the VA system, maybe even getting worse because of the vacancies with access. Secondly, I had identified as the single top clinical priority the suicide issue among veterans. It's just an astounding figure that I hope nobody ever gets used to of 20 veterans a day taking their life. And I think that needs to stay focused on. And then there are two or three other issues. This choice program is a big deal. You know, Congress and the president just approved a major reform of that program. I had been working on that for close to 3 years. That's probably the biggest implementation anywhere in the country ever done. And so that's going to take a focus. So the secretary has a clear agenda in front of them. I'm sure that he's going to want to put his own perspective into that. But I hope that he keeps his eye on those issues.
And you mentioned staffing, and that's been a huge issue at the VA. It's been reported that there are more than 33,000 job vacancies. What do you expect, or how do you expect Wilkie will be able to address these issues of staffing? You mentioned that's important, but how is one expected to do that with what I would assume is a certain amount of morale drain at this point?
Yeah, I think that there are really two issues both contributing to this problem of vacancies in the VA. One, as you mentioned, is the morale. Look, change of leadership at the top is never good for an organization and certainly not good for veterans. This is the fourth secretary in 5 years, and this constant churn of people at the top is simply destroying the morale of the organization and taking its focus off of where it needs to be, which is back on helping veterans. And so I certainly hope that Secretary Wilkie is there for a while, that there gets to be continuity of leadership, that he focuses in on the workforce and on building up that morale. The second issue that I think is contributing to these vacancies is what's happening in the rest of healthcare outside the VA. This is an area where there's increasingly healthcare staff shortages throughout the country, and the VA has to compete. And if the VA is not a modern system with competitive salaries and competitive tools and a place where people feel proud of working, they're going to have a hard time filling those positions.
And of course, Dr. Shulkin, let's talk about your own tenure. You were unanimously confirmed once for undersecretary under President Obama, and then you were unanimously confirmed again for secretary under President Trump, and then you were fired. What happened?
Yes. Well, look, I think it's so important that VA not be viewed in a political environment. Now, that's a funny thing to say in Washington, but in my experience, I was able to work with both sides of the aisle. I looked at issues in a bipartisan way, kept the politics as much as I could out of it. There were, unfortunately, political appointees in the Trump administration who I don't think had veterans' interests in the forefront, who were interested in the politics of it. And they simply were looking to implement political ideology towards privatization that I was not willing to go along with. And I always said when I went to Washington that I was going to stand for what I believed in, and if that was going to cost me my job, that's what was going to happen. And so I left holding the principles of my job every day I was there was to do what was right for veterans. And I feel proud of that record, and I certainly hope that Secretary Wilkie will continue along that way. He said the right things at the hearings. I don't know him personally, but I will do everything I can to help him. I know former secretaries will too. And it's very important that he bring this back to a apolitical issue, because there is no greater mission in our federal government than to take care of these brave men and women.
So one of the things that came up during your departure was that it came pretty close to an inspector general's report that looked at, as you're aware of, an official trip to Europe, the trip that cost over $120,000. Would you care to respond to that today?
Oh, this was an official invite, $120,000. You have to remember, that's for 10 people for a 9.5-day trip. Everything that was done was completely pre-approved by the ethics officials, done according to policy. This is what I'm talking about, the political environment, taking issues that really shouldn't be issues, turning them into things that don't focus on what matters to veterans. And I just wasn't going to have any part of that. And I wasn't going to go along with the Washington games. And so I kept focused on working towards veterans. And I think that we've made a lot of progress that a new secretary can continue with. It doesn't have to be exactly the way that I was doing it, of course, and I wouldn't expect it to be. But I think that we focused on those issues that this country needs to address in order to fulfill its responsibility to our country's veterans.
Dr. David Shulkin is former Secretary of Veteran Affairs from 2017 to 2018. Doctor, thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you.
Now let's talk about the man who will follow Dr. Shulkin. Robert Wilkie emphasized the ongoing need for change at the VA when he was questioned by senators at a confirmation hearing late last month.
As Secretary Mattis said when this Congress passed a $700 billion defense budget, there are no more excuses. You, and the ranking member, have infused VA with a $200 billion budget. You have passed the Accountability Act to shake up complacency, and you have passed the Mission Act to bring institutional VA, community care, and caregivers closer together. The future now is up to the department.
But whether the VA's problems are political or institutional or both, will Robert Wilkie's appointment to Trump's cabinet be enough to correct the agency's course? We're going to ask Lisa Ryan about that. She's a reporter with The Washington Post, but she starts with Wilkie's background.
Wilkie is from North Carolina, and his first job after graduating from college was to work for the very infamous Senator Jesse Helms, who was his senior senator from his home state, who was a very racially divisive figure. And he then worked for Trent Lott in the 90s. The time was the Senate Majority Leader. He then worked for Donald Rumsfeld, the architect of the Iraq War. Both Trent Lott and Jesse Helms were figures who were very much on one side, on the right side of the culture wars of the 90s. And so the question for Wilkie when he went into his nomination hearing from Democrats was, will you be able to serve all veterans because you have worked for some divisive figures and the veteran population is very, very diverse now. Women are the fastest growing group. There are African-American veterans. It's very diverse. And I think he was very much able to convince the Senate committee that he would be able to serve all veterans. And he was almost unanimously voted out of the Senate yesterday.
So in terms of when the Senate panel voted to proceed with Wilkie's confirmation hearing last month, Bernie Sanders expressed concerns that the Trump administration was looking to privatize the VA.
Do you believe in the privatization of the VA? That's question number one.
No, sir. No, Senator, I don't.
Okay. Will you vigorously oppose, whether it is the Koch brothers and their various organizations or the President of the United States, any effort to privatize the VA?
My commitment to you is that I will oppose efforts to privatize VA.
Is that a valid concern from Bernie Sanders?
I think it's partly a semantics question. So under the Trump administration, and this started with Dr. Shulkin, it started even in the Obama administration, after a scandal over fudged patient wait lists for care, it became clear that VA could not handle the increased demand for care from returning veterans from Iraq, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and from Vietnam-era veterans whose health is getting sicker as they age. And so VA has been gradually outsourcing more care. And under Trump, the portion of care that has been outsourced has grown to about 36%. And this is what Bernie Sanders is talking about, because for Democrats and for labor unions who represent VA employees, this feels like a slow drip of efforts to carve VA out of a government healthcare system to a private one. But Trump appointees say, look, we are not privatizing. Privatizing is the wrong word. Privatizing means that you're taking the government system and you're making it wholly private. And clearly that is not happening. It's just, it's really a continuum, but it is more satisfactory to the Trump administration, which, you know, in general, is more favorable and toward private care.
Well, and also we saw that the confirmation, Wilkie's confirmation, did not include 9 senators. And I'm wondering if that had to do with this issue of privatization.
I think largely it did, although I think in part their no votes also reflected just the politicization and partisanship of cabinet nominees and confirmations in the Trump era. So many of these 9 senators, Kamala Harris of California, Bernie Sanders, of course, of Vermont, Cory Booker of New Jersey, Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, are potential nominees for the presidential for president in 2020. And many of them have been no votes on a lot of Trump's cabinet nominees. VA, though, this was really a departure for VA because every modern VA secretary has won unanimous confirmation in the Senate. But here, I do think the issue is the threat of, shall we say, privatization.
Lisa Rhine covers federal agencies for The Washington Post. Lisa, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you very much.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.